Adelaide is celebrating the 10th year of Tanundi, South Australia's Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art. The anniversary marks a decade showcasing First Nations voices through photography, painting, ceramics, moving image, jewellery and more. With several works for sale, profits are returned to the artists and their community-run centres. During the past decade, at least 9,000 First Nations artists have exhibited works, with the festival offering a vital platform for artists across the state and beyond. The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with Tanundi Artistic Director Nikki Cumpston to talk more about what this milestone represents.
Oh gosh, it's such a big, big moment to be able to, you know, see all of the work that people have done over the years. You know, people come from all over the world to see Tanundi and from all over the country. And so it's been a really great platform for people to be able to share their stories, to have, you know, their stories recorded in a catalogue through the festival program for those partner exhibitions that we have across the city and state, and for them to be able to come together in Adelaide to meet each other and to get to know each other and to hear each other's stories. And I think that has been a really big part of Tanundi, has been the empowerment that people feel from having that experience together and being able to share that.
How could this exhibition help broader Australians to understand First Nations stories in an alternate medium?
Well, that's the wonderful thing about Tanundi, is that the artists are working right across mediums, from photography to moving image to sculpture, you know, paintings, of course, but then you also have people working in ceramics, every different medium, because, of course, as Aboriginal people, we all come from very diverse cultures and backgrounds. We're not just one homogenous culture. And that's what's really exciting, is that having this chance to be able to make work for a major exhibition, people are really pushing their ideas, and the audience gets to see that Aboriginal art is whatever the artist wants to use to be able to express themselves.
Tanundi is showcasing in both metro and regional galleries across the state. Is there any differences in these exhibitions, and does the nature of the art differ from previous years?
So we have regional Tanundi, which is currently showing in Port Augusta, Woven Within Stars. And that exhibition has been curated by our regional curator, Marika Davies. We started that opportunity a couple of years ago because we could see that regional artists don't get the same opportunities as artists in the city. And the artists in this year's exhibition are elder people and younger people. So it's a real mix of artists from, you know, many different stages in their careers. And the works of art are very diverse in each of the exhibitions that you will see across the whole city and the state.
Whilst providing both opportunities for First Nations artists and for the wider community to see this growth, how can art uphold or preserve First Nations culture and history?
Oh, art is, you know, a way for people to have a voice. It's a platform for people to be able to share their ideals. It's for them to be able to share whether they're contemporary stories or traditional stories of their ancestral knowledge. It's such an important platform because it's the only way that people have to be able to express themselves and to be able to share what their beliefs are, what their ideas are, and what, you know, what they're really aspiring to in life. So art is absolutely essential for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be on a stage, to have that opportunity to really to share whatever it is that they want to share with us. Some people share really deep stories. Other people are creating work that's, you know, that's telling different stories. It's not all about the same thing. And I think that's what is so important for people to understand, is that every artist is unique, just like any artist in the world.
What role can community play in preserving artistic and cultural sovereignty?
Culture is happening every day. People are practicing culture. And it's just that by providing these chances for people to have an exhibition gives them a way to work towards an end goal and to be able to actually, you know, create a body of work. But that's not to say that cultural work is not still being done in community. So I think that's a really important point, is that people need support to be able to be themselves, to be able to share their stories and to be able to be together, to collectively, you know, enhance what they're doing culturally. But these opportunities to exhibit and to be part of an artistic community really helps to develop and build people's confidence, you know, build their strength and belief in what they're doing so that they can continue to make that work for a larger audience and for the broader population to be able to understand the depths of understanding and knowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have for country and for kin.
Tanandi Artistic Director Nikki Cumston speaking with The Wire's Tia Bailey.